Blog Talk Radio.
This is the E.L. Moore Journal. I am the host and producer of the E.L. Moore Journal, Ernest Moore. I don't know if this thing is going or not. Did I get any feedback in my earphones? So I can only assume that it is recording. Can't hear anything on my headphones. This is one thing I don't like about Blog Talk Radio. You can't get much information about what's working, what's not working, especially in regards to the microphone. So I think we're going here. This is Sunday, March 31st, 2024. This is an Easter Sunday here in Los Angeles. I hope yours is going well. Today I'm going to talk about these elections here in California and the national elections with my commentary. I want to add that you can see or read my blog articles on my website. That is the Justice Channel website at www.tjcla.com. I also post my podcasts to the radio show or TJC radio page on the website. So you'll be able to hear the podcast there. I have them archived there on that page. I'm also listing the artist and the songs that I feature on my intros and exit music for the Justice Channel. So I'm featuring the artists there that I use their music for. Now, I guess the first thing I want to talk about, well, I am really kind of deeply disturbed about what is going on in this country now. It has really gotten bad since Biden became president. It's hard for me to believe that this country voted for Biden or that anybody would vote for Biden. But things are just seems to be getting worse and worse. And these elections are just a joke to me. I guess I could start with the presidential elections. We just had these big elections in the state and in the country. And Trump continues to say that the elections are rigged. He says they're going to rig the election for the presidential election in November. But he's not doing anything to show how the elections are rigged. And that's what got him into trouble, because he can't prove it. It would be better for him to say, as I highly suspect, that these elections are rigged. And I highly suspect that also. But I say that there is plenty of circumstantial evidence. We can't prove yet exactly how these elections are manipulated or rigged, but there is plenty of circumstantial evidence. And what do I mean by that? Well, the main thing I would say is, if you look at these politicians that are getting elected, number one is like Biden. Biden is a pathological liar. He's a criminal. How could he get elected? If you remember back to 4 years ago, this was a long time ago, I knew we were going to be in trouble when Biden got elected. But if you remember back to that election back then, before Biden got elected, when they were doing debates on national TV, Biden was losing. And he was about to drop out of the race because the votes were so low. It wasn't getting any support. And all of a sudden, some of the people started dropping out, the main competition, and then his votes started going up. And it's obvious that he has a problem, that he's got mental problems. He's extremely senile. I remember hearing him say, my name, it was during one of the debates, he said, my name is Joe Biden and I'm a candidate for the Senate. I just can't believe that the American people voted for him. And everything else is history. He went on to clean Donald Trump's clock and kicked him out of office. And they have been giving Trump hell ever since then. They've been retaliating against him, filing false charges against him, and is being supported by the courts. And Trump is not doing anything about it. Maybe he can't, but then the Republican Party is not doing anything to protect him or the American people. It is just totally out of control. What they're doing to him in the courts is criminal. And that is actually a threat to the American people, because if they'll do that to the former president, what do you think they're going to do to the average citizens? And especially Black Americans. And I don't see why Trump would even stay in the Republican Party, because they're not doing, or they're not doing much to try to protect him. They're not even saying much. They're having these little so-called investigations or hearings, but they are not taking any actions to protect him at all. So the whole presidential election is a joke to me. I'm not voting for either one of them. And I think it's a travesty to this country that we only have Trump and Biden to vote for. I don't believe Trump is the man to do the job anymore. And Biden certainly isn't a good candidate. I'm wondering why can't the Republican Party come up with something better than Trump? I think they are setting him up. He should not be the leader of the Republican Party. They should be able to get better candidates than Trump. I believe they want Trump to be, or to be the nominee, because they're setting him up for something. The other thing is that Trump is not covering the issues. Basically, mostly what he's talking about is the border crisis, and he's going to stop immigration. And that's good, but there's many other problems going on. He talks about how the economy is jacked up, which is true, but how is he going to fix that? Interest rates are sky high for mortgages. Insurance companies are out of control. They're jacking up their prices. It seems like every industry in this country is just jacking up the American people. And that's okay with Biden, as long as you don't say anything about Biden. So we just have crisis after crisis, and we got these wars going on that the United States is sending billions of our dollars to, when this country is all jacked up. People can't make enough money to afford housing. A lot of people are being forced into homelessness because they can't get good paying jobs. And this country is in a mess, complete mess. Now, Trump also did not do anything for California while he was president. He gave a little lip service. He came to California a couple of times and said that California is lost when Jerry Brown was governor. But that was it. There was, I believe it was last year, they had the Republican convention in California. And I did go to that convention actually to try to talk to some of the people there about changing the voting system. And I have a lot article about that I published on my blog on the TJC website. It's there on the little article that I have for this podcast, tjcla.com/true-vote. And there you will see my proposal for changing the voting system so that there will be more transparency and anybody can count the results and actually get an instant result for each round of elections. And the people that I talked to at the Republican convention were interested in it, and they agree, but I'm not getting much support from them. I'm not getting any support from them at all. The people I talked to at the Republican Party there. I remember talking to one lady there who said that Trump came down to speak, and he said that while he was president, he made a lot of stupid mistakes. And that was because he never ran for office before. And I agree with that. There was a lot of things he should have done while he was president that he didn't do. And I believe it's because he's following the wrong people. He's not a leader. He's a follower. And he's following these corrupt Republicans, so-called conservative Republicans that just took him for a ride. Republican Party is partly his enemy. They're not doing a lot to protect him or the American people. If I were him, I would not stay in the Republican Party. I know I'm not going to vote for him in this next election or Biden. This country is just in very bad shape. It's really depressing. And we can see how weird these elections are from this last midterm elections in California. High profile, actually, campaigns that were going on. One of them was Katie Porter, who was running against Adam Schiff. And if you ask me, I don't see why anybody would vote for either one of them. I have had personal interactions with Adam Schiff. I know personally that he's a liar. That's all he does is lie. And he's a good example of a California corrupt lawyer. But that's what a lot of these, there's a lot of bad lawyers in the state of California, and that's because the California bar does not regulate them as they should. And so they lie a lot. And I filed complaints against several lawyers over the years about them committing perjury during the trial hearings, during trials, and even in writing in their court pleadings, and filed that evidence with my complaints to the California bar, and they've done nothing. They just deny it. Basically, it seems to me all they do is just protect these criminal lawyers that are running around. But that's a subject for another show. Getting back to the elections. I would not vote for Adam Schiff. I don't think Adam Schiff should even be allowed to run for office. I'm not that impressed with Katie Porter either. So they had the election and Katie Porter lost basically, and she was angry. I don't know if she's still angry, but she was publishing comments about billionaires are manipulating these elections or rigging elections flat out, which I agree with. But just like Trump, she's not giving or showing how. She's not even looking into how or investigating into how are these elections being manipulated or how are they being rigged and who are these billionaires that are rigging these elections. That is something they should be investigating. And I believe that a lot of it is coming from Skull and Bones, going back to the Bush family. They are billionaires, and they have what they call a secret society. I believe that they are still manipulating our government, the federal government, and especially elections all across the country. And they are actually using this control to pad their bank accounts from billions of dollars of our taxes that they are getting our government, specifically Biden, to send out of the country to their foreign cohorts or criminal partners in foreign countries so that it can't be traced to them. This is billions of dollars. So they are getting richer, and this country is getting more and more jacked up. The middle class is being cut out. More people are falling into poverty while they stay rich, and the government continues to be corrupt. Now, it's not just the government, it's the courts also, which are totally corrupt. And we can see what they've been doing to Trump. And why are they allowing this to continue? Republicans and Democrats that are in office. They're not saying much about it. They're not doing anything about it. What they're doing to Trump, whether you believe he deserves it or not, is illegal for the courts to be engaged in operations like that. And there are several dirty judges that are directly involved with this, also prosecutors that are going after Trump on trumped up charges. Excuse the pun. And this sets a very dangerous precedent for them to allow this to continue on and on and on like this. And Trump is, he's given a little exposure to it in the news, but he's not calling for the Republican Party to do anything, and he's not doing anything to reform the Republican Party. He's supposed to be the leader of the Republican Party. During these elections in California, to give you an example, in Los Angeles, there was a bunch of judges running for office. You didn't hear anything about them. Now, there was a lot of media exposure for these candidates like Katie Porter and Adam Schiff and some of the city council politicians that are trying to get into office. But there's no exposure about these judges. And there was a bunch of judges that were running to get on the bench in Los Angeles and probably up and down the state. But they don't get any scrutiny at all. And I do know of one judge. This is Judge Anna Maria Luna, who is very corrupt. Got reelected back to the courts without getting one vote. The judges in Los Angeles County have this system where they just put their name on the ballot. And if nobody votes for them, they automatically win the election. And you don't see like the candidates for the district attorney's office. They had several debates and forums that got a lot of media attention. Judges don't even have debates. You don't know what their platform is, what their positions are on the issues. And we have a lot of them in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is in bad shape. Crime is totally out of control. The government is corrupt. But you don't hear anything about these judges. And citizens need to organize. We need to demand a change in our election system with more transparency, especially for these judges. These judges are very powerful. They can make a lot of changes. And they have a lot of protections. They have immunity. They have the police protecting them and politicians protecting them. And a lot of the politicians have the judges in their back pocket. That's why they don't get criminal charges filed against him. So there should be much more scrutiny about these so-called judges that are running for office or running for a seat in the courts. But there's not. So there are a lot of problems with these elections in this country, especially in the state of California. We have some serious problems. Now we have the situation, and another example of this is a situation with a city councilman named Kevin De Leon. Last year, there was a big scandal about an audio recording of him with another person from the Los Angeles City Council, where they were making racist remarks and they were bragging about how corrupt they are. And these racist remarks were mostly focused on Black Americans. And it blew up in the news. They don't know who made the recordings. And one of the politicians, Nuri Martinez, I believe her name is, resigned. And another of the politicians, Hispanic, termed out, so he's gone. And then there's just Kevin De Leon left. And the council, most of them were acting like they were telling him to leave. And even Biden told him that he should resign. But Kevin De Leon said, "I ain't going nowhere." And he stayed. And there was a big demonstrations at the city council meetings. In fact, I went to one. I think I have an article about that on my website, on the TJC website. I believe there's a blog article. Let me see if I can find it here. That was a while back. And I recorded here it is. Oh, there's a picture of it here. This was from October of 2022. The article is Kevin De Leon in the LA City Council recordings on my blog, on the TJC blog. And you see there on the left-hand side a picture of some of the demonstrators that were there. When I was there, I recorded them trying to break into the doors. And LAPD was behind the doors to keep them out. They wouldn't even let them in. I had gone down there to record what was going on and also give a public comment and was not able to get in. On this article, which I published in March of 2023, I have posted the audio from those leaked tapes. And there's also a transcript, so you could read it and you could hear it. And all of it has kind of been swept under the rug since that time. They did do a recall on Kevin De Leon. I contacted the organizers for that recall, and I was trying to get them to, consider my proposed change in the voting system. In fact, use that as a testing ground to recall Kevin De Leon, which would be faster and cheaper. And they didn't like that idea. They said something about the city clerk or something could not legally allow that. And when I was talking to them about how they were doing or getting the signatures, there was problems. That was another reason they should have gone or tried to do my system. And I was going to go up to the LA City Council to ask them to consider my method and to try or at least try it in this recall. The organizer I talked to said that they put a limit, or they cut the time frame for when they could get the signatures, which would actually make it harder for them to get all the signatures that they needed. And I think some other restrictions that they shouldn't have done. But that's why the recall failed, because they couldn't get enough signatures. And I think the organizers, I think these were the same organizers that did a recall earlier on the Los Angeles District Attorney, George Gascon. They did get a lot of signatures. Everybody believes that Gascon should be out of here. And they raised a lot of money. They raised millions of dollars. And the recall failed. Now, that's also some more evidence of some fishiness stuff going around involved with these elections. I think somehow the promoters sold out. Let's put it that way. It should have been easy to recall George Gascon, and it should be easy. It should have been easy to recall Kevin De Leon. There's just no excuse for that. But both of the recalls failed, and we have these idiots in office that just jacking up this city and the county. And obviously Kevin De Leon is racist against Black Americans. Why that's tolerated, I don't know. And what they were talking about, the evidence from those recordings actually is enough to file criminal charges. Because it shows that they are affecting or manipulating voting districts to favor them. And even has the union, it was the union that was involved with that, that are manipulating these voting districts, which actually have, it has destroyed Black American communities. And nobody's doing anything about it as far as law enforcement. They haven't filed any criminal charges yet. And the politicians on the city council are not calling for that, especially the Black American politicians. They're not saying or doing anything about it. So Kevin De Leon remained in the city council like super messed up stuff never really happened. And he's got the nerves to run for office again. And I believe, you know, the lady that's running against him is a little ahead of him, but they're headed for a runoff. So that means Kevin De Leon beat out all the other candidates, which just shouldn't have happened. So he's going to a runoff with this other lady that seems to be the favorite. And I have no confidence that he will be voted out like he should be. The same thing for George Gascon. in George Gascon's election or in the election for LA District Attorney, there was a lot of people running for that seat. And they did several forums and debates that got a lot of network TV exposure in Los Angeles. And I went to one of them, or actually the last one. And that's the subject for another show, because I got video of the candidates there. Actually, I got a lot of video. I only published their closing statements at the end of the forum. This was LA District Attorney forum. And I published an article about it on my blog. You can read it. The title is Crime Victims District Attorney Forum, February 29th, 2024. And where's the video? Oh, yeah, the video's right at the top. And I have a video that I shot of their closing statements. Now, I was there. That forum must have gone on for hours because there were so many people, so many candidates there. And most of them were, they were either deputy district attorneys or federal prosecutors or judges. And they all said that Gascon's got to go, and what he is doing is just totally neglectful for the district attorney's office, and that he should not be there. Now, the moderators were asking questions that they made up, basically. I was in contact with the organizers for this forum weeks before this forum, and they said, well, you can send in questions that you want them to ask. And I sent in several questions that I wanted them to ask. They did not ask any of my questions. They asked more like generalized questions that were real superficial, in my opinion. And they didn't ask, would not take any comments or questions from the people or the citizens in the audience that were watching the debate. And there wasn't a big network TV media turnout. There were people with cameras there. I don't know if they were from network TV or not. And I didn't see much coverage of it on the local news the next day or the days after that. I did talk to some of the candidates after the forum was over. I was pretty tired by then. And I talked with one of the candidates that's a judge. And I could just tell by the few questions that I asked him that he's just totally corrupt. I would never vote for him. So after the election, George Gascon was in the lead. The other candidate that came close to him was only one. And so they're headed for a runoff in November. Now, how did anybody vote for George Gascon is beyond me. Again, this is more evidence or more circumstantial evidence that something is very, very wrong with these elections. I would say from these results that these elections are either being rigged or manipulated. By who and how, I can't say now. But anyone could see how can an idiot like George Gascon get elected? Especially considering how jacked up Los Angeles County is. Crime is through the roof. Criminals are running around all over the place, breaking into businesses. They call them flash mobs, just breaking into, going into the mall, breaking into jewelry stores, smashing the displays and running out and breaking into individual businesses. Stealing people's catalytic converters on the street. A lot of whack jobs are running around, stabbing people, killing people for no reason. It's just a total nightmare here in California. And again, the politicians, they're going to jail in the city council. There's several of them that have gotten criminal charges filed against them. And there was a big scandal with the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. Sheila Kuehl. She just decided not to run for another term because of the, they call it a scandal, but they have solid criminal evidence against her. Just like Mark Riley Thomas, who was formerly on the LA County Board of Supervisors. So everything is totally corrupt. And Gascon is, he's engaged in what I would call prosecutorial malfeasance. He should not only not be district attorney, they should have filed criminal charges against him already. For his corruption. But that hasn't happened. So to sum things up and to close out now, the elections in this country, including California, I believe, I have no confidence in them. I believe that they're totally bogus. I believe that they are being manipulated or rigged, and that is probably by some billionaires. They say this Soros guy is putting a lot of people in office, including these district attorneys like George Gascon, not only in California, but in other states. And why would they be spending millions and millions of dollars to put these corrupt people in office is should be a subject of a criminal investigation against him. It's obviously criminal. So that is what we are looking at here now on this Easter Sunday in the year 2024. I'm going to go around and trying to promote my concept of changing the voting system, which I call a true vote system, to see if we could get some quality people in office that will work for the best interest of the American citizens. And I will continue to produce media to try to expose the things that are wrong and to try to give exposures for solutions and the people that are trying to do some good for this city, this county, this state, and for the country. And I am hoping I will be, I am planning to do more shows now on a regular basis. And actually produce more on my website with videos. So please look out for those and come back. Go to my website at tjcla.com. I'm on Facebook. The Justice Channel is on Facebook. And I hope to hear from you or see you again in another show. And that is it for tonight. You can now hear my podcast, read my blog posts, and see my videos on my new website that I am building at tjcla.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Ernest.More.3538.